Hello, this is the Sacred Word Meditations Audiobook Podcast. On this Monday, February 21st, 2011, we will together be listening to the Gospel of Mark, chapter 9, verses 14 through 29. First, I'd like to share a saying by Thomas A. Kempis from The Imitation of Christ on the reading of Holy Scripture. Mankind is always changing. God's truth stands forever. And He has many ways of speaking to us, regardless of the human instruments He uses. Often enough, our reading of Holy Scripture is distracted by mere curiosity. We want to seize upon a point and argue about it, when we ought to be quietly passing it on. You will get most out of it if you read it with humility and simplicity and faith, and not concerned to make a name for yourself as a scholar. By all means, ask questions, but listen to what holy writers have to tell you. Do not find fault with the hard sayings of antiquity. Their authors had good reason for writing as they did. Again, the Gospel of Mark, chapter 9, verses 14 through 29. As Jesus came down from the mountain with Peter, James, and John, and approached the other disciples, they saw a large crowd around them and scribes arguing with them. Immediately on seeing him, the whole crowd was utterly amazed. They ran up to him and greeted him. He asked them, "What are you arguing about with them?" Someone from the crowd answered him, "Teacher, I have brought to you my son, possessed by a mute spirit. Wherever it seizes him, it throws him down. He foams at the mouth, grinds his teeth, and becomes rigid. I asked your disciples to drive it out, but they were unable to do so." He said to them in reply, "O faithless generation, how long will I be with you? How long will I endure you? Bring him to me." They brought the boy to him, and when he saw him, the spirit immediately threw the boy into convulsions. As he fell to the ground, he began to roll around and foam at the mouth. Then he questioned his father, "How long has this been happening to him?" He replied, "Since childhood. It has often thrown him into fire and into water to kill him. But if you can do anything, have compassion on us and help us." Jesus said to him, "If you can, everything is possible to one who has faith." Then the boy's father cried out, "I do believe. Help my unbelief." Jesus, on seeing a crowd rapidly gathering, rebuked the unclean spirit and said to it, "Mute and deaf spirit, I command you, come out of him and never enter him again." Shouting and throwing the boy into convulsions, it came out. He became like a corpse, which caused many to say, "He is dead." But Jesus took him by the hand, raised him, and he stood up. When he entered the house, his disciples asked him in private, "Why could we not drive the spirit out?" And he said to them, "This kind can only come out through prayer." And this is the gospel of the Lord today. May God bless you. May He give you peace. And please extend and pass the peace on to everyone you meet today. Pass a word of encouragement, a word of love, a smile. May this day be a blessing to you and to all of those that you meet today. Amen.